안녕하십니까? 2016학년도 대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2016학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Charlie, where did you get these apples? They look so fresh.
My grandpa sent them from his farm. He sent me quite a lot.
Wow, I envy you. They look so delicious. Can I have one?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. I see the 2 o'clock flight to Dallas is delayed. Do you know why?
Yes. It's due to bad weather. We'll update the flight information soon, but the plane should take off within 2 hours.
Are you sure? I have a meeting in Dallas I cannot miss.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is One Minute Health. Nowadays, more and more office workers have been reporting troubles caused by long hours spent in front of the monitor. The biggest problems are damage to the eyes and stress on the neck and back. Improper posture is the main cause. Here are some useful tips for keeping proper posture while you use your computer. First, make sure to sit 50 to 70 centimeters away from the monitor. Sitting too close to your monitor can hurt your eyes. Second, to lessen the stress on your neck, you need to sit directly in front of your monitor, not to the left or to the right. Lastly, Try to keep your knees at a right angle to reduce the pressure on your back. Remember that proper posture is the first step to healthy computer use. This has been Brenda Smith at 1 Minute Health.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Robinson, what was your opinion of Mr. Brown's open class today?
It looked interesting.
Yes, it did. I was impressed by how active it was.
But honestly, the class seemed a bit noisy to me.
Yeah, I know. But that's because today's class was based on games.
Don't you think games can be a waste of class time?
Well, actually, I think that games can help students.
I know students love games, but how do they help?
Games make students want to participate more actively in class.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. Today, I saw all of the students laughing and enjoying themselves during the class. I think the games motivated everyone to learn.
That makes sense. I even saw shy students asking questions.
Right. If students enjoy themselves in class, it'll certainly help their learning.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
How was everything, Mr. Silverman?
Good. Dr. Marshall did a good job. I don't feel any more pain.
Glad to hear that. Did Dr. Marshall say he wants to see you again?
Yeah. I was told that I have to come and have my tooth checked again sometime next week.
Okay. When are you available?
I'm free on Wednesday.
Let me check his schedule. He has dental surgery scheduled in the morning, but he's free from 2 to 4 o'clock.
Okay. 3 o'clock works for me.
All right. Wednesday at 3 o'clock. As usual, you have to arrive 10 minutes before the appointment.
No problem. Is there anything I have to be careful of?
Here. Please read this after-treatment information sheet. If your tooth starts to hurt, just call and I'll set up an earlier appointment for you.
Okay, thanks. Can I pay by credit card?
Absolutely.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, honey?
My friend Lisa sent me a picture of the park we're visiting this weekend.
Oh, did she? Let me see.
She said her family had a really good time there.
Oh, there are 2 trees near the fence. That's very nice.
Yeah, it is. And I like the bench between the trees.
Me too. We can rest in the shade there.
And look at the pond with the fish. It looks peaceful.
It does. I like the bear statue in the middle of the picture.
Yeah, it's cute. I think the kids will like it too. We can take photos in front of it.
They'll also have a lot of fun with the swing at the right side of the picture.
Definitely. They'll really enjoy it.
The park will be perfect for our family.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian, have you thought about a topic for our social studies group work?
Oh no, I completely forgot. I'm so sorry. I've been really busy with my science assignment.
That's okay, but we have to present in class next Friday.
I know. Do you have a good idea for our topic?
How about global warming? It's a serious issue.
I think it's too common, though. What about cell phone addiction? That'd be interesting for our classmates.
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. How should we gather information?
I think we should do online research and interview our classmates.
You're right. Then I'll check the internet. You know I'm good at finding information online.
Good. While you're doing that, I'll meet with our classmates and get the interviews done.
Awesome. Let me know if you need any help.
Okay.
Phew!
What a long day!
Yeah, it has been, Paul. But I'm glad everyone loved our team project. You did a nice job.
You too, Jenny. Your part was great.
Thanks. I'm glad we're all done. Don't forget the team dinner at 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't go.
That's a shame. Why not?
I need to go home early to see my father.
Oh, really? Is his back bothering him again?
No. He's been feeling much better since he came back from the hospital.
That's good. Is today a special day then? His birthday?
No. Actually, my mother went on a business trip to Canada this week. So, I'm going to have dinner with him while she's gone.
That's thoughtful of you, Paul. I hope you have a nice dinner with him.
Thanks, Jenny. I'll join the next team dinner.
Hi, Mr. Gold. You look busy today.
Yeah, it's one of those days. How can I help you?
I want to have these coats dry cleaned and my skirt shortened by 2 inches.
Okay. How many coats? Each one is $10.
I've got 3 coats. And how much is it to shorten a skirt?
It costs $5. How many do you have?
Just one. Oh, I also have to pick up my son's soccer shoes I dropped off last week.
Yes, I remember. One pair of shoes, right?
Yeah. I think I still need to pay for the shoes. I forgot to bring my wallet last time.
Yes, it's $5.
I see. I'll pay for everything now. Can I use this coupon?
Sure. That'll give you 10% off the total price, including the shoes.
Thank you. Here's my credit card.
Good afternoon. This is Brad Parker at the Edison Times.
Hi, Mr. Parker. I'm calling with some questions about the Young Inventors Challenge.
Oh, sure. What questions do you have?
First, I'd like to know if I can participate. I just turned 18.
Well, the contest is open to anyone age 13 through 19. So yes, you can enter.
Good. Then can you tell me when the deadline for application is?
It's Tuesday, November 24th.
Okay. And the contest takes place at the Prestige Convention Center, right?
That's correct.
One last thing then. I heard that the prize for the winner is a trip to Boston. Does that include the hotel?
That's right. It includes the hotel and airfare for the winner and the winner's family.
Excellent. Thanks for your help, Mr. Parker. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Best of luck to you.
11번 써니베일 커뮤니티 클로짓에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Sunnyvale residents. We have an announcement for you and your families. I'm Mary Rogers, manager of the Sunnyvale Community Closet. The closet is run by the State Health Foundation, a nonprofit organization. We accept donations of used medical equipment, such as walkers, wheelchairs, and shower chairs. Before we accept donations, however, we check that they are clean and in working condition. In addition, before you bring items to be donated, we ask you to call due to limited space for equipment storage. The Sunnyvale Community Closet is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and 24 hours on weekends. You can contact us during business hours. Donors are issued membership cards which allow them to borrow equipment free of charge. If you need more information, please visit the Sunnyvale Community Closet website. Thank you for listening.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 보러 가기로 선택한 아파트를 고르시오.
Hello, Paradise Rental Agency.
Hello. I'm calling about renting an apartment in Westford Village. Do you have any available?
Yes, we have five options. How many bedrooms would you like? We have apartments with one, two, or three.
I wanted to have at least two bedrooms. I have a son in elementary school.
Where's the school located?
It's downtown. The apartment should be less than 20 minutes walking distance from downtown.
All right. So we have three apartments that fit your needs. Do you have any specific floor in mind?
Well, I don't really like high floors. I'd like it not higher than the fifth floor.
Then you still have two apartments to choose from. One of them is $50 more expensive in monthly rental cost.
Let me choose the cheaper one. Can I come over tomorrow afternoon and have a look at the apartment?
Sure. Can I have your name, please?
Betty Jackson.
Okay, Ms. Jackson. I'll see you at our office tomorrow.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Willis.
Hi, Sally. Are you working late again?
Yeah. I'm putting the final touches on the business proposal we talked about. How was the director's meeting?
It was fruitful. Sally, I have something important to tell you.
Really? What is it?
The directors want you to present your business proposal at the meeting next week.
Really? I didn't know they were interested in my proposal.
Yes, they are. They think your proposal has great potential, and so do I.
Thank you, but I've never made a presentation for such an important group of people.
Don't worry. You still have time to prepare for it, and it's a good opportunity for your hard work and great ideas to be recognized.
I guess you're right. I'll start making some slides for the proposal right away. I hope I won't disappoint the directors.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. Harristown Post Office. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a question about your flower stamp series.
Sure. What is it?
I collect stamps as a hobby, and I heard the rose stamps were just released.
Yes, that's right.
I tried to buy them at my town's post office, but they were sold out. Do you still have any?
Let me check. Sorry, we're out of those stamps too. I guess they're pretty popular.
Oh boy, I really need to find them. I have all the other stamps from the series, and these will complete my collection. Is there anything you can do?
I could check if any other post offices nearby have them.
Oh, could you? That'd be a huge help.
Hold on. My computer shows the Clarkstown post office has some left.
Jane
is a student running for student council president. David is one of Jane's friends, and he is serving as her campaign manager. They mostly agree with each other, but when they don't, they try to ease the tension by discussing their ideas. Jane has been writing a campaign speech for some time, and it's nearly completed. She likes what she has written and is quite proud of it. Before finishing it, Jane shows it to David so she can get his opinion. David thinks it's well written, but feels that it's a bit too strong and direct. He's afraid the speech might hurt someone's feelings. David wants to tell Jane that she should change some of the direct and strong language to tone down the speech. In this situation, what would David most likely say to Jane?
Hi, class. Insects are very small creatures which are often eaten in the wild. They've developed various ways of defending themselves to avoid this fate. Today, we'll learn about some of these, like hiding, changing appearances, and using weapons. First, certain insects are adapted for hiding. For example, the small bodies of some ants enable them to quickly disappear by running into even the smallest holes. Second, and most interestingly, there are insects that can avoid being eaten by changing their appearances to look like something in their environment. Some butterflies fold their wings to look like the dead leaves they rest on, so that they cannot be distinguished from their surroundings. Third, many insects are equipped with weapons that discourage enemies from attacking them. Some grasshoppers spray out a dark brown liquid known as tobacco juice. It's so bitter that predators avoid eating them. Furthermore, most bees sting when they feel threatened. Some of them are only able to sting once, while others can use their weapons multiple times. There must be other insects you know about. Think about ways they survive in the wild.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hi, class. Insects are very small creatures which are often eaten in the wild. They've developed various ways of defending themselves to avoid this fate. Today, we'll learn about some of these, like hiding, changing appearances, and using weapons. First, certain insects are adapted for hiding. For example, the small bodies of some ants enable them to quickly disappear by running into even the smallest holes. Second, and most interestingly, there are insects that can avoid being eaten by changing their appearances to look like something in their environment. Some butterflies fold their wings to look like the dead leaves they rest on, so that they cannot be distinguished from their surroundings. Third, many insects are equipped with weapons that discourage enemies from attacking them. Some grasshoppers spray out a dark brown liquid known as tobacco juice. It's so bitter that predators avoid eating them. Furthermore, most bees sting when they feel threatened. Some of them are only able to sting once, while others can use their weapons multiple times. There must be other insects you know about. Think about ways they survive in the wild.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 곤충이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.